Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, Gaza and the Awakening of the Ummah, Sacrifice as Proof of Truth. The last 2 years have etched Gaza into the conscious of the Ummah as the bleeding yet unbroken heart of Islam. 2 years of genocide, starvation, and devastation have demonstrated that bombs can demolish homes, but not the will of a believing people. The occupiers sought to grind Gazans into dust, but they became mountains. They tried to extinguish their light, but they became a flame. They starved their bodies, but could not starve their iman. Gaza has exposed the bankruptcy of the so-called civilized world, whose slogans of human rights evaporate under the weight of their complicity. It has exposed the treachery of Muslim rulers and the silence of many scholars who divert the ummah toward false solutions. Yet Gaza's sacrifice is not an isolated wound. It is the reminder that the Ummah is one body, bleeding in Sudan, Syria, Kashmir, the Rohingya camps, Xinjiang, and many more. The blood of Gaza has become more than a tragedy. It is a testimony. It is the inevitable cost of reviving Islam's role in the world. Martyrdom, hunger, and grief are not accidental byproducts, but the very crucible in which honor and victory are forged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ Do you think you will enter paradise without Allah testing those of you who fought hard and remained steadfast? Ali Imran 142. Thus, Gaza's steadfastness carries a divine message to Muslims in the West. We cannot remain passive observers. Our responsibility is not to retreat into comfortable activism, but to mobilize head-on against the forces of oppression. The struggle is not only theirs, it is ours. The mirage of a two-state solution and negotiated peace. Parallel to Gaza's sacrifice, another battlefield unfolds in the realm of politics. The two-state solution exposes how Washington has, since 1959, carefully engineered the Palestinian issue into a controlled project, preserving a Zionist entity while pacifying Muslims with promises of a Palestinian state. From Camp David to Oslo, from the Abraham Accords to Biden and Trump's proposals, the essence has not changed. Palestinians are offered false autonomy without sovereignty, police without armies, and a flag without real power. Whether Republican or Democrat, the policy remains constant. Secure the occupation, neutralize Muslim anger, and redirect Ummah into endless negotiations. This is the heart of the illusion. Every time Muslims begin to rise, another solution, Oslo, roadmaps, peace talks, Trump's 20-point peace plan, promises progress, but delivers paralysis. The illusions deceive and numb the Ummah into accepting their peace as destiny. If Gaza has taught us anything, it is that tanks are not stopped by petitions, nor bombs, by UN resolutions and sheer will to resist will not bring about liberation. The Ummah possesses immense resources, 2 billion Muslims, vast wealth, and powerful armies. What restrains us is not capability, but betrayal, at the top, by the rulers. Liberation of the unshakable Ummah requires practical means via military intervention and removal of the Western colonial vestiges and imposed rulers. That change begins with ideological clarity, rejecting illusions, unmasking false leadership, and recognizing the Khilafah, an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the only system capable of uniting and mobilizing the Ummah. Historically, under the rule of Islam, Jerusalem was a sanctuary where Muslims, Christians, and Jews coexisted securely for centuries. Whereas today, under colonial secular systems, it has become the epicenter of bloodshed. A call to be answered. For Muslims in America, firstly, we must recognize the role of America in sustaining oppression in the Muslim world. Both Trump and Biden openly pledge loyalty to Zionism, pouring weapons and money into the occupation while silencing dissent at home. Secondly, political activism is not restricted to lobbying, dua and charity alone. Thirdly, the solution is neither two states, and nor is it any peace plan the West proposes. Instead, the duty is to deepen our ideological clarity, organize within our community, and connect the pain of Gaza to the broader project of reviving Islam's system of justice. Our political activism should focus on calling the Muslim armies to intervene to liberate Gaza. Simultaneously, we must call for the removal of the Muslim rulers and re-establish the Khilafah Caliphate on the footsteps of prophethood in the Muslim lands. Our lectures, khutbas, and conversations must confront the illusion that hold us back and assert the above solution. Gaza is the Ummah's mirror. Its ruins reflect our weakness, but its resilience also uncovers our potential. Its orphans indict our rulers, but also awaken our conscience. And its steadfastness proves that even in the face of starvation and siege, Iman cannot be extinguished. The price is high, but the prize is higher. The Ummah's destiny is not managed negotiations or demilitarized autonomy. Its destiny is to rise once again under sincere leadership to carry Islam's justice to humanity and to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa as part of its divine trust. The blood of Gaza and the resilience of Iman all point to one conclusion. The path forward is the revival of the Khilafah, Caliphate, and the time to commit is now. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O believers, respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Hizb al-Tahrir, America.